This is Mike Strong in Hayes for HPPR. Border Radio is a riot of a book, covering not only great memories of a time when radio seemingly had more color, more sheer flavor than now, but also an appreciation of the grand irony in real life. No joke writers needed. The border across into Mexico was not just an escape for bandits and Western movies. The border was also more than an escape from troubles in the U.S. with a chance to continue or expand whatever had drawn the ire of authorities north of the border. The border was a way to reach across the line of division to work together as combined communities. Along the way, we are given accounts of paired border communities which think of themselves as an entity, divided only by a river and the politics of a line on the map. It is the people who don't live in those paired communities who tend to believe in large differences, even hostile possibilities. The paired communities themselves come together for mutual finance, social, and civic goals. We can ask the purpose of any boundary. Certainly, there is always the need to determine services such as water, sewers, roads, and so forth. Those are practical concerns. We have borders between nations, states, counties, city, and country. As a thought exercise, for any group of 1,000 people, what is the real difference between crossing a national border or a state border? New Yorkers populate much of Florida as retirees. As U.S. citizens, no one questions their legitimacy. 1,000 immigrants from other countries, as in the past, are not just workers looking to take jobs. They are new shopkeepers, farmers, and yes, workers, as well as 1,000 new consumers. New contributors, whose legitimacy is questioned. Are they so different from any of our ancestors? In a similar way, small towns contribute greatly to large cities. New York City's population, 37% of New York City is foreign-born, and more than half of all children are born to immigrant mothers. All of us know people from our own lives who moved to New York City, and many who've come from there or moved back. All of which implies that only a minority of New York City residents are actually born and bred there. Rest of us in the middle of the country are like a river, constantly bringing fresh soil to alluvial farmland. The cities return that gift with crops of creativity, culture, and just plain aliveness we all share. Without flyover country, as it's called, that's here, from which to draw, New York City and other cities would dry up. It isn't really the city itself, but the people who are the draw. People come from everywhere. It might be nice to have a map of some of the cities the book talks about. A few illustrations make it obvious we are talking about areas which straddle the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Within the U.S., there are many such city pairs on opposite sides of state borders, forming overall bi-state metropolitan areas. Border Radio came to cities for bi-national reasons. Del Rio is on the U.S. side, and Ciudad Acuña is on the Mexican side, in the eastern course of the Rio Grande, just after the river takes its final large turn south, headed for the Gulf. This is the site of the first major broadcast station, XER, started by Dr. Brinkley, forever known as the Goat Gland Doctor. Eagle Pass is on the U.S. side, while Piedras Negras is on the Mexican side. They are located a mere 56 miles south of and downriver of Del Rio Ciudad Acuña. When this bi-national small metro area knew XER was being built to their north, they got together to make sure they were not left behind. Laredo, Texas in the U.S. and Nuevo Laredo in Mexico are another pair. Downriver again of Eagle Pass, Piedras Negras by maybe 100 miles. This is where Norman Baker landed, selling cancer cures and his own story of being a hounded populist standing up for the little people. Despite the borders between them, these city pairs often work together as cooperating units, bridging the gap between countries. This is Mike Strong in Hayes for HPPR's Radio Readers Book Club.